Chapter 23.
The noise made by the crowd pressing against lines of security troopers at the outer perimeter of the Senate Plaza changed. In a second, it turned from angry, full of false bravado, to curious and confused. Javon Thules, new civilian, a few ranks behind the front, craned his neck in an effort to see over the heads before him. The building's doors, personnel entryways, and hangar doors were sliding shut, their movement simultaneous, clearly controlled by a central computer. A tickle of alarm in his stomach killed his appetite. This could not be good. He pressed forward, shoving other onlookers out of the way. A security trooper, seeing his advance, gave him a close threat evaluation look, but Javon drew to a halt at the barricade. Now sections of permacrete at the base of the building drew aside, and trapezoidal shapes of the same material rose into view. At the top of each was a cupola from which protruded a quad-linked laser array, quite sufficient to down starfighters, more than sufficient to annihilate scores of people with a single shot. But Javon knew that the pillbox's automatic fire systems, or occupants if staffed by the living, were only authorized to fire if fired upon, or if potential enemies came within 50 meters. And surely no one was crazy enough to approach weapons pods bristling with lasers. At a point where security troopers were overburdened with the effort of holding back the crowds, a swell of pressure from onlookers moved barricades back and a civilian charged through. This was a human male, his hair black and military short. On his shoulder was a holocam, a professional rig. He was either a news person or an amateur who liked expensive toys. The troopers holding the line had their hands full. None could go after the errant holocam operator, who continued slowly moving forward, recording.
"Get back!"
That was a trooper, a corporal, a Quarren female, her facial tentacles twitching with agitation. She stood only 5 meters from Javon, on the other side of the barricades.
"Back!
Shoot him!"
Javon, heard the words emerge from his own mouth, was surprised, and then realized they were absolutely the correct ones to shout. The Quarren whipped around to look at him.
"What?"
"He's going to trigger those lasers in a few more steps, and dozens will die! Maybe hundreds! Switch over to stun and shoot him, Corporal!"
Javon put the full force of his command training into his voice, hoping the Quarren would respond to that and not to his civilian clothes. The Quarren looked at him, as if convinced that her tympanic membranes were playing her false. Then her fingers moved over the left side of her blaster rifle. She raised the weapon to her shoulder and fired. The man with the holocam took the bolt in his side. He went down hard, his holocam shattering on the plaza's permacrete surface, his body spasming, his eyes closed. The crowd howled with outrage. Holocams immediately swung around to focus on the Quarren. But the surge in the line the unconscious man had emerged from retreated. The troopers were shoved against the line of barricades and straightened it. The Quarren turned to glare at Javon.
"It pains me that you were right."
"Me too, Corporal."